Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul has said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now that means all of us. Even to Christians, the Apostle John says, if we deny that we sin, why, we're liars. So we all are guilty of sin one time or another. But now that does not necessarily mean that we all sin the same way. I may sin in a certain way, and you may sin in a different way. But sometimes we may sin in the same way. Now what I want to talk about the next two or three lessons is a way that we all can possibly sin the same way, and something that is very deadly to us. When I decided to preach the gospel many years ago, an older gospel preacher advised me to keep the church at peace, preach at least once a year on the sins of the tongue. Now, what he was talking about was the way that we speak and words that we use and our conversation. He went on to explain why I should preach regularly about the sins of the tongue. He said, "There will be many who will talk themselves into hell." Well, I thought that was an awfully powerful statement. But the more I thought about it, and the more I see it today and read from Scripture, that indeed is a possibility. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, we read these words of Jesus Christ. "A good man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of an evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. For I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Now, when he talks about idle words, he's talking about words that are deadly, words that are pernicious, words that are harmful. And there's something that he mentions here that, well, a lot of people, it looks like, they just prefer not to ever consider. There will be a day of judgment. You see, sometimes people have the attitude that they're not accountable to anybody for what they say, do, or think, that they can just sort of do their own thing and go their own way and make their own rules, and long as they're happy with it and satisfied with it, why, that will be all right. But Jesus says there's going to be a time when we shall give account in the day of judgment. And along this line about idle words and speaking in such a fashion that you can talk yourself into heaven, into hell, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer." Now just here I think it would be well that we turn to the book of James and the third chapter, where we have a rather lengthy statement from inspiration about our speech and about the tongue. In James 3, verse 1, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and is able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and it boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell, and of every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. Brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain be both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Friend, when we talk about the use of the tongue, and we have some comparisons here in the book of James, how he compares the tongue to things with which we are familiar, we just have to stop and consider our present society. Is it not true that just about everywhere you hear profanity and vulgarity, moral filth coming forth from the mouths of so many people? It's just about everywhere. You turn on the television, why, you can't listen to a program, even a newscast. You can't even hear a ball game. You can't see anything without somebody taking upon themselves to curse out in some way or another. It just looks like they can't express themselves without it. You go to the store, and you're standing there maybe at the line getting ready to check out and buy your goods. There'll be somebody in line, somebody you can hear, somebody so proud and boastful about their evil mouth. You hear them curse, take God's name in vain, use all kind of ugly language. It's on the internet everywhere. You can't read about these people, these celebrities. It looks like a celebrity like those coming out of Hollywood. They can't give you their address without using profanity and vulgarity. Their mind is so depraved, their morals are so degraded, that they can't even express themselves without vulgarity. And that's the way it is in so many places. Our politicians, the leaders of our nation, they can't express their policies without using vulgarity, particularly if they're trying to describe those who are their opponents. And even in our educational systems, there be those who want to teach to our children what they call classic literature that contains all kind of profanity, and that just simply leaves the impression that this kind of evil speech is acceptable, that it's all right to use it. This is high class. Well, friend, it's not. I remember some years ago, I was playing golf with a friend. I say playing golf, that might be exaggerating a little bit. My golf game hardly qualifies to be called really playing golf. But anyway, we were playing together. It was crowded this particular day, and so they put my friend and I with another couple. There was four of us that were playing together, and we played a round of nine holes, and one of these men, it looked like at almost every shot, particularly if he made what he thought was a bad shot, he would just curse about it. He would just use profanity. I don't know how many times he took God's name in vain that morning, but on and on it went. But we came to the ninth hole, And it so happens that just about once or twice during my entire round, I hit a beautiful putt. It went a long way, and it went in the hole. And my friend said, great putt, preacher. And that man that had been cursing, why, he turned to me and he said, are you a preacher? I says, yes, sir. And then he began to apologize to me for his speech and how he had been so profane. And I told him, I said, sir, don't apologize to me. I've only had to listen to you for 9 holes. But I've got an idea that you should apologize to God, because doubtless he hears you talk like that all the time. Well, I didn't stand around too long to see how he took that. But nonetheless, that just seems to be the way and the pattern of life with so many people. In this passage of James, we have 5 comparisons defining the qualities and the power of the tongue. It's like a horse's bit. It's small, but it's used to guide the entire animal. It's like a ship's rudder, also relatively small, but it can govern the whole ship. But by it, the whole vessel is directed. James said it's like fire. Now, fire can be helpful, but it can also be harmful. It depends upon the way that it's used. You see, the tongue is also pictured as like deadly poison that comes from the fangs of a poisonous reptile. It is also like a wild and untamed beast that must ever be kept under control. Now, friend, you and I both know, if we were near, say, a rattlesnake or some kind of wild beast, we would use a great deal of caution regarding it. Well, James tells us that God expects us to use a great deal of caution regarding the use of the tongue, and he has so many instructions in the Bible about the proper use of the tongue. Now, we're talking about something that could very well characterize all of us at one time or another. And we're talking about a great blessing. Do you ever stop to think what a great blessing it is to have the ability to speak and to convince and convey your mind to somebody else by the use of words, and they can use words to convey their mind to you? What a blessing it can be. Great good can be accomplished by the way that we speak. But great harm can be done the same way. Every idle word that men shall speak, they're going to give an account in the day of judgment. In Proverbs chapter 6, it teaches there are certain things that God hates, and among them is a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Earlier, in that same chapter, he listed a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. God hates that sort of thing, Proverbs 6 and verse 17. He emphasizes the destructive power of the tongue. We can sow discord, tell lies, give false reports, create tensions and strife, and destroy harmony. Indeed, treasured qualities can be blasted, even maybe to the extent that they can seldom, if ever, be recovered when the tongue is misused. Proverbs 16:28 says, a whisperer separated chief friends. Well, we want to talk some more about what the Bible has to say about the use of this great blessing of the tongue in our next couple of lessons, and we hope that you'll be listening and we can improve our speech. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.